Hi everyone and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're going to be reading the first part of our story unit for this month.
It's the story of the wonderful Wizard of Oz, 绿野仙踪.
Now a lot of people already know the story because there is a very famous movie about it with lots of singing.
There are also other things related to this movie,、mm-hmm. such as the musical show Wicked,、
yep.
other TV shows,、yep. movies, and so on.
However, we should let you know that the book by the writer L. Frank Baum came first, and it's also a little bit different.
We'll mention some of these differences as we go along.
Yep, so let's get started on the story of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy lives in Kansas, U.S. One day, a tornado picks up her house. It carries Dorothy and her dog Toto to the magical land of Oz. The house lands on the Wicked Witch of the East and kills her. The Good Witch of the North appears.
Ask the Wizard of Oz to send you home.
She tells Dorothy.
Also, take the Wicked Witch's silver shoes with you.
Dorothy and Toto set out on the yellow brick road to find the wizard in Emerald City. On the way, she meets Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion.
I want a brain,
says Scarecrow.
I want a heart,
says Tin Man.
I want to be brave,
says the lion. They go to Emerald City together.
Word power!
Land. Land. The plane will land soon, so please go back to your seat. The plane will land soon.So please go back to your seat. East, east. Hualien lies to the east of Taichung. Hualien lies to the east of Taichung. Silver, silver.Olivia looks great in that silver dress. Olivia looks great in that silver dress. Heart, heart. My heart was beating hard as I played basketball. My heart was beating hard as I played basketball.
The story starts by saying Dorothy lives in Kansas, U.S. Kansas is a state, it's kind of in the middle of the U.S., and all I know about it is that it has a lot of corn.
今天故事一开始呢，告诉我们主角 Dorothy, 也就是陶乐斯，她住在美国的堪萨斯州。Kansas 是在美国的中部，而且呢，在美国的正中心哦，那里呢，以农业、牧业为主。
Okay, so that's the character, but the story really gets started when, one day, a tornado picks up her house.
Ooh.
So a tornado is what we call it when winds spin around in really violent circles, okay? These can cause a lot of damage and they can even break houses and stuff.
Tornado 就是龙卷风，那大的龙卷风是会造成很大的灾害的。所以有一天呢，龙卷风将陶乐斯的房子卷了起来。
Yep, the tornado picks up the house, but what does it do? We see that it carries Dorothy and her dog Toto to the magical land of Oz. Something that's magical has a lot of magic in it or about it or just...general magic all around it. So it could be a thing like a magical carpet or a magical hat. But here, we're talking about a whole country that has magic, people who can cast spells, magical things everywhere.
Magical 是一个形容词，代表奇妙的、不可思议的。那如果一件事或一项物品含有 magic 魔法魔力的话呢，那我们就可以用 magical 这个形容词来形容它。所以龙卷风将陶乐斯和他的狗狗托托卷到了奇妙的奥兹王国。
However, the house doesn't just come down on the ground safely. We see that the house lands on the Wicked Witch of the East and kills her. Yeah. Well, it's okay, because this one's a bad witch.
Okay.
So she was mean to all the people there. So they all kind of dance around and are very happy about this. But before we carry on with the story, we have a couple of words to look at here.And the first one is land, L-A-N-D, land, which we're using here as a verb. It's a word power word, so let's check it out. If a plane or a bird or an insect lands, it moves safely down onto the ground. When you take a plane trip, the plane takes off in your home city and it lands in the place you're going to visit. Here's another example. The plane will land soon.So please go back to your seat. The plane will land soon. So please go back to your seat.
Land 这个字呢，在文章中当动词来用哦，是降落、登陆的意思。例句说啊，飞机即将降落，所以请你回到你的位置上。所以我们在搭飞机快降落的时候，你会听到机长广播说 ，This is your captain speaking. The plane is about to land. 飞机即将降落。那另外一个词性。Land 的另外一个词性是名词哦，它代表的是土地。So Dorothy's house lands on an evil witch, 直接降落在东方坏女巫身上，把她给压死了。
Yeah, but as we said, this is a bad witch. She is the wicked, wicked means bad, wicked witch of the East. East, E-A-S-T, East is a noun, but we mainly use it as a direction or a kind of...part of the compass that we look at. Let's find out more about it in our next Word Power Word section. So east is one of the four main directions, north, east, south and west. Or if you want to remember it, naughty elephants squirt water. That's the right order. But east is the direction from which the sun rises every day. And if you're facing north, east is on the right.Here's another example sentence. Hualien lies to the east of Taichung. Hualien lies to the east of Taichung.
East, 它是东方的意思。那例句说呢，花莲在台中的东方。那除了东方之外，我们还有北方、南方跟西方。怎么说呢？北方是 north, 南方是 south, 西方则是 west.
Okay, so the Wicked Witch of the East is dead.But next, the good witch of the north appears. We should say there are two good witches and two bad or wicked witches in Oz. One bad witch, the east one, is already dead. She's underneath the house. And now a good one from the north is here.
Oh, 所以除了东方坏女巫之外，在奥兹王国里面还有北方好女巫。And she shows up. 她这个时候出现了。Can she help Dorothy get back home?
Well, she can't do it herself, but she gives her some good advice. We see in the article, ask the Wizard of Oz to send you home, she tells Dorothy.
北方好女巫跟陶乐斯说她可以找奥兹国的巫师帮忙。This means she has to see the wizard.
That is right, but before she goes, there's another helpful idea from the Good Witch of the North, who says, also...Take the Wicked Witch's silver shoes with you.
Wait a minute, I thought the shoes are red.
Well, they are in the movie. This is one of the differences between the book and the movie. If you're using a movie camera and it's in color, red shoes look a lot more effective than silver ones. But in the book, they are silver. Silver is spelled S-I-L-V-E-R, silver. Let's find out more about it in our next Word Power Word section. So silver is a shiny, grayish-white kind of color. We can use this word to talk about the color or the precious metal that it comes from. I don't know how easy it is to see, but this ring I am wearing, it is made of silver, and so we can say it's a silver ring. Its color is silver, as are Dorothy's shoes. And in the next example, Olivia looks great in that silver dress. Olivia looks great in that silver dress.
Silver 这个形容词呢，代表的是银色的。那例句说啊 ，Olivia 穿那件银色的洋装很好看。回到故事里面呢，北方好女巫还要陶乐斯带着东方坏女巫的银色鞋子去找奥兹国的巫师。
Okay, so now Dorothy knows what she has to do. The article continues. Dorothy and Toto set out on the yellow brick road to find the wizard in Emerald City. So this is a magical land. It's got all this cool stuff. Emerald City is one. Emerald is a very valuable green stone. Sometimes you see people have jewelry, earrings or something. And the city is made of many green buildings. That's why it's called the Emerald City. We also saw the phrasal verb to set out. To set out means to start out on a journey or to start going somewhere.
Set out 这个动词片语呢是动身出发。陶乐斯带着他的狗狗托托要到翡翠城里面去找奥兹国巫师。为什么说是翡翠城呢？因为 emerald 这个字它就是翡翠的意思，所以 emerald city 翡翠城就出来了。In this case, they are setting out on the yellow brick road.
That's right. It's a really famous part of the story. It's got a very famous song about it as they all kind of run down singing it.But this road is made of yellow bricks. So a brick is like a block. It's made of clay and other materials. Now, bricks are very strong and they can carry a lot of weight on them. So a lot of people in countries, many countries around the world, they were used and still are used to build houses.You don't get very big apartment buildings made of bricks, but if it's a smaller house, like the one my parents live in, for example, all the walls are built of bricks.
Yellow brick road 就是黄砖道。那为什么叫黄砖道呢？因为 brick 是砖块的意思。所以他们这边呢，就沿着黄砖道出发了。
So, Dorothy and Toto are going, but they won't be on their own. The article says...On the way, she meets Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. Someone who is cowardly is always scared.
Cowardly 这个形容词呢，就是胆小害怕的。那如果把字尾 ly 拿掉，你看到 coward， 它就是一个名词，去叫人家是个胆小鬼或是懦夫的意思。所以在路上呢，陶乐斯遇到了稻草人。西樵夫还有胆小的狮子 They all want to see the wizard too.
Yes, because they all need different things. We see that I want a brain, says Scarecrow. Your brain is the thing inside your head that controls your whole body. We can also talk about brains when we talk about how smart people are. So we say that if you have a good brain or a big brain, you're smart.Scarecrow wants a new brain, so he wants to be smarter.
Brain 是脑袋，那稻草人想要跟奥兹国的巫师拿一个脑袋，让他自己变聪明一些。What do the others need?
According to the article, I want a heart, says Tin Man. Tin Man wants a heart, H-E-A-R-T, heart. And to find out what that means, let's go to our final word power word section.Your heart is the organ, it's in your chest around here, and it pumps blood through your body. That little heart, like that. Here's another example. My heart was beating hard as I played basketball. My heart was beating hard, boom, 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 as I played basketball.
Heart 就是心脏啦。那例句说啊，当我在打篮球的时候，我的心脏跳得很快。那另外有一个复合形容词介绍给同学，它叫做 good-hearted。那这个字呢，代表的是好心肠的、乐于助人的。西樵夫这里呢，他想要一个心脏， That's Scarecrow and Tin Man. Mm-hmm. But what about the lion?
We see that I want to be brave, says the lion.
好、oh, 胆小的狮子说我想要变勇敢。
Yeah, he's a lion. He's like the, supposed to be the king of the animals.
But he's so scared.
He's scared of、yeah. everything. He's scared of Toto. He's scared of the little dog. He's、yeah. scared of Dorothy. So everyone wants something, which is why day one of the article says they go to Emerald City together.
大家都想要从艾奥兹国巫师那边得到他们想要的东西，所以今天文章的最后告诉我们，他们一起前往翡翠城。Will they get what they want? We will have to wait till tomorrow to find out.
No.
It's time to go to today's magic box and wrap up.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, everyone. 大家看得出来我这身装扮。就是要出发去旅行啦。启程我们英文呢可以用 set out 这样的动词片语。set 这个字真的是非常多的组合哦，要特别注意它的三态是 set, 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 三态是同形的。set 呢搭配不同的介系词会形成不同的动词片语。比方我们刚刚提到 set out 表示要启程出发，我们就可以讲到这个例句啊，像是 Sandy is setting out on a trip to the US.For the first time, 这个第一次出发启程要到美，踏上美国之旅。Set out 后面也可以搭上不定词 to be, to 加动词原形，表示启程出发做某件事情。比方呢，我们常听到的俗谚像是 No leader sets out to be a leader， 字面上的意思就是没有一位领导者启程出发去当领导者，意思呢就是没有人天生是领导者的啦，都是透过学习和历练后才成为一位优秀的领导者。set 另外常见的还有 set something up， 表示设立建立某事物。比方 My dad set up his own business when he was 30 years old， 30岁的时候呢是开始创立了自己的事业。那你们知道这个各种 set 的用法了，你们可不可以帮帮我？我还有飞机要赶啊，我们这样要去赶去机场吧，我们启程去机场，这句英文该怎么说呢？ Let'sCheck your answer after the break.
The answer is, let's set out for the airport. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so one of our word power words today was east, which, as we said, is one of the four main compass directions, north, east.East, southwest. Now, I'm going to use those directions to test Elsie's geography knowledge. I have a nice map of the world here, and I'm going to ask her some questions related to these directions. So, Elsie, which country is further south? So, more south.
Uh-huh.
Italy or Indu?
哦，意大利还是印度，哪一个比较南方？你在考我的是地理，对不对？我觉得是印度 ，India。
You are correct.
India.
You see, we have India is all the way down there. Italy, which looks like a boot, is up here. So yes,
yes.
It's more, India is more south. Okay. Now I come from not just Inguo, but、uh-huh. Ingerlan.
Ingerlan 岛
England.、
Yes.
Okay.、Mm-hmm.But what is north of Ingerland?
This
is
one.
It Sugarland?
Scotland?
Ireland?
Ireland?
Or Wales?
Wales?
Which one is north?
This one's too easy for me.
Yeah.
Scotland.
It is Scotland, yeah. Kind of hard to see on this map, but if you were in Ingerland, because of course Ingwo is all the countries together,But if you're in England, Scotland is north. Okay, this one's more difficult.
Really?
Which country is further east? Egypt? I don't know how to... I've forgotten how to say that in Chinese.
埃及
Or Poland?
波兰
Which one is further east?
哪一个比较东边？埃及，埃及在北非，对不对？ Ah, I think it's Poland.
It is Egypt.
Ah!
Okay, if you look on it, I can show you, kind of show you on a line.
Poland is about there, and Egypt is just a bit further east down
here. Just a little bit, okay.
So, okay, and final, so we've done north, we've done south, we've done east. Time for a west question.
All right.
Which country is west of Spain?
西班牙的西边是哪个国家？西班牙的西边是 Italy.
No, Italy is further east than Spain.
Oh my god.
Italia.
Oh, Portugal.
Portugal is west of Spain. Because if you go west, you would go across the North Atlantic Ocean. So after Spain, you'd get Portugal and then all the way to America.
That was a good geography lesson.
Okay, that is the geography quiz for Elsie. I think you did pretty well. You got two.
I'm all right.
We can do better. But that's all the time we have for today. Join us again tomorrow to find out what happens when Dorothy and her new friends meet the wonderful Wizard of Oz. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy lives in Kansas, U.S. One day, a tornado picks up her house. It carries Dorothy and her dog Toto to the magical land of Oz. The house lands on the Wicked Witch of the East and kills her. The Good Witch of the North appears.
Ask the Wizard of Oz to send you home,
she tells Dorothy.
Also, take the Wicked Witch's silver shoes with you.
Dorothy and Toto set out on the yellow brick road to find the wizard in Emerald City. On the way, she meets Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion.
I want a brain,
says Scarecrow.
I want a heart,
says Tin Man.
I want to be brave,
says the Lion. They go to Emerald City together.
Land, land. The plane will land soon, so please go back to your seat. The plane will land soon, so please go back to your seat. East, east. Hualien lies to the east of Taichung. Hualien lies to the east of Taizong. Silver, silver. Olivia looks great in that silver dress. Olivia looks great in that silver dress. Heart, heart. My heart was beating hard as I played basketball. My heart was beating hard as I played basketball.